Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we'll take a look at what's happening with the stimulus funds in Nevada. Randy Thompson has the rundown.
We'll soon be talking to Kim Wallen, our state controller.
Plus, we'll have the publisher of Liberty Watch magazine, the ever-coy George Harris. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Resort at Red Hawk and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and reviewjournal.com.
It's in the desert sky and deep underground. Energy that's made in America, fueling new Nevada jobs.
Nevada's got everything it takes to lead in alternative energy.
And Harry Reid's making it happen, bringing the energy industry to the state, fast-tracking new solar fields and wind farms, $144 million for geothermal in the north, and tax credits that will create 41,000 new Nevada jobs. It's happening here, American energy.
And all the good jobs that come with it. I'm Harry Reid, and I approve this message.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
You learned about our business park last year. Please celebrate our growth this year. We started construction on the new I-80 USA Parkway interchange.
And we're extending the parkway beyond Walmart's distribution center. We're adding rail track. We've added a 2-million-gallon water tank. And we're doubling the capacity of the sewer treatment plant. We're installing Northern Nevada's most advanced fiber optic communication network.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center,
the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
It will be a short outing for this young right-hander as the manager heads to the mound. Uh-oh. I have never seen anything like this.
There's an easier way inside local sports. Las Vegas Review-Journal. Get inside.
Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome back to the program Kim Wallen. She is the state controller for the great state of Nevada. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
It's nice to be here again.
Let's talk about, one of the things that Congressman Heller was talking about on the program last week was that few of the jobs created are saved here under the stimulus. Most of them are almost exclusively public sector jobs. Do you agree with that? That we're growing government rather than putting the money where it's really needed?
Well, right now, let me explain a little bit about the money that's been released so far. About 85% of the money that we have spent on stimulus so far in Nevada comes from unemployment, health and human services, your Medicare, Medicaid, and the state stabilization, which goes to education, to K through 12 and higher ed. And of those jobs, something like 4,100, I want to say, were for higher ed and K through 12. And then we've got the remaining 1,500 jobs there about that were for the other sector side. So at this point, yes, I do agree with that. But the bulk of our money that's going to be used for infrastructure, which is going to create private sector jobs, is going to start to be spent in this coming quarter and next quarter and through FY 2011.
Okay, so do we already have the money? And we're just waiting for the construction plans to be put together because obviously, you know, there's money coming in. What's the holdup?
We don't really have all the money yet. We've been awarded. That means they've said, all right, Nevada, you're going to get this much so far that we've applied for. And that comes up currently, that's like at $1.7 billion that's been awarded to us. And so far, we've only spent $920 million of that. And like I said, 85% of that money is for those other items that are not for the jobs and the projects that we're doing.
Kim, you recently hired Mary Keating, who the woman who is suing Governor Gibbons because she says the governor fired her because the governor believes she leaked information over his text messaging on a cell phone. Now, Ms. Keating is will oversee stimulus accounting. Do you see any problem with this? Do you see any problem working with the governor's office? Because this really has to blister the governor that you hired Mary Keating.
Well, I mean, I don't see any problem at all right now, and she's been in contact with Mr. Harvey, and they've been working together. We're having a joint meeting next week with all the agencies. And the reason why I hired Mrs. Keating is because of her qualifications. I interviewed about 6 different people for the job, and the way I did that, my staff actually submitted names of people they knew, and I asked outside of my office to give me names. And when her name was submitted, and we asked if she was interested, I was very pleased that she was interested because she's very qualified. This job will work in tandem with Mr. Harvey. Mr. Harvey's going to be going out and making sure that the agencies report. That's his job. The governor's been very clear that he's in charge of the reporting, and he can do that. That's fine. And Mr. Harvey's also supposed to go out there and make sure that, to find more money, you know, make sure that the agencies are applying. Our job is going to be kind of a checks and balance. We're going to go in there to make sure that the agencies are doing things according to the law. There's a lot of restrictions on how that money's to be spent, like Buy American, prevailing wage. We need to make sure that they're not spending the money on additional unnecessary administrative costs. We're also going to be going in to make sure that they have their internal controls in place so when the feds come in, we don't get in trouble.
Now, is this something that you've taken upon yourself as the state controller to do this? Because obviously we know that there was a little bit of a battle, shall we say, over who had the responsibilities, or is this something that is mandated?
Well, this is something that with the stimulus money, they place a great emphasis on internal controls and prevention to make sure that it's spent right. They also emphasize having quality assurance teams. Sub-recipient monitoring needs to be in place as well. And these are things we've had internal controls before, but not to the extent we need them now. We've never really had to deal with sub-recipient monitoring. We've never had to have quality assurance teams. So that's where my office comes into play to go and do that.
And it couldn't be done by Arthur Harvey's office?
It really couldn't. I mean, I am the CFO of the state, and I do have the authority to audit anything and everything by constitution, and so it's just a nice fit to have in my office. And this is such a big job, there's no way that Mr. Harvey could go out and help the agencies to report and find money and do all of this at the same
time. And you guys working together?
And we're working together, yes we are.
All right, let's take a break. More with Kim Wallen, the state controller, when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Van Dine & Sons Roofing has some great news for you. You can save an average of 20% on your home heating and cooling by doing one simple thing. Have Van Dine & Sons insulate your attic with Owens Corning fiberglass insulation. It's blown directly into your attic. Imagine saving 20% per month on your heating and cooling all year long. And by cutting your energy use, you're helping the environment. Van Dine & Sons put on my new roof and insulated my attic too. Call 358-7621 for more information.
Thanks for your help, Don.
Sure, Mike. How's your construction business going?
It's really growing. How's your business going?
Well, ever since I opened the restaurant, I've been having trouble with my workers' comp program. Who handles your workers' comp?
Well, I use Pro Group Management. They really work with me.
Are they expensive?
Well, I've never had an increase in rates.
Whoa.
I'll get you the number. And thanks again, Don. I couldn't have done this without you.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Kim Wallen. She is Nevada's state controller.
Kim, in June, the Justice Department filed a federal lawsuit against the state of Nevada and the controller's office, alleging that you violated the rights of Army Reserve Colonel Arthur Ingram by refusing to reinstate him at the job he had when he left to do his military service in 08. Now, he was hired by Kathy Augustine, your predecessor, and he became the chief deputy controller, but when he came back, according to the lawsuit, you gave him a lesser job at a lesser pay, and here's a guy who was only serving his country. Why didn't he get reinstated at his old job?
Right now, because it is in lawsuit right now, I can't comment a lot on that. I just have to say that we offered him a job that was at the same pay grade that he was making. Actually, it was a little bit more than when he left here, and he did not have the qualifications that I need to have in that position as a chief deputy. He had never really served in state service. He had only been here in, he'd worked for the state for all of 3 months. During that period of time, he filed two lawsuits against Kathy Augustine during that period of time, which were all dismissed. And he came to work here on February 17th. On March 5th, he got his orders to go into the service. And so we had those issues, and to me, I think that I need to go and protect the best interests of the citizens of Nevada, and that means having a qualified person as my chief deputy. And that's all I can comment on that this time.
Let me ask you about the accountability with the stimulus money for jobs created. Are we ever really going to know and have an accurate count of the jobs that are going to be created from this?
I hope.
And I've had a whole bunch of emails on this, by the way, to say that there's no way.
Well, I want to tell you that I was in D.C. this week, actually, and Mr. Harvey was there as well, and it was kind of a meeting with the National Governors Association and all their czars and people involved in the stimulus money, and OMB was there, and the RAP board, the Recovery Accountability and Transparency Board, was there. Vice President Biden's office was there as well, and that was probably the bulk of our discussion, talking about how do we account for these jobs right. And I think that they're going to come out with some new guidance to have some more consistency. To give you an example, here in the state of Nevada, it's the Department of Forestry. They had a conservation project in Lincoln County, quite a big project. And when they used the guidance that they got from the Forestry Department, they had created 34 jobs. And then when they used the guidance that was given out by OMB, Office of Management and Budget, they had 9 jobs. And then you take Education Department, they came out and they said, well, you can choose when you want to, what period you want to report the jobs created. And our Education Department chose July 1. So most of our jobs are created in September. And so one of the things they're going to work on is coming out with consistent guidance. And that's what we have to do. I mean, nobody was on first in this last reporting period. I mean, you had one agency saying report this way, and then you had OMB saying to report this way. People were confused about time periods, and so I think that they're going to come out with new guidance.
You think realistically we will ever figure it out?
We have to do it. But more to the point of the jobs creation, this is a message that people haven't talked about. Yes, it's about jobs creation, but it's also about public value. To give you an example, I mean, we've got money from the EPA for, you know, cleaning up our water systems, you know, so that's better for our community. We've got money for retrofitting homes and what have you to make them more energy efficient, which will reduce greenhouse gases, reduce the CO2 in the air, which will go a long ways towards our future and stuff. So it's about the public value and then the people that are most vulnerable that have gotten some additional assistance that they wouldn't have had under this. So it's, there's another side to this. And yes, granted, the water, the EPA jobs and the energy jobs, they're going to, or energy monies are going to create jobs, but there's also the future value that we have, the public value in our communities.
Kim, you know, everybody's struggling nowadays. The states, all the revenues are down. Do you think this would be a good time to revisit the idea of combining the controller's office with the treasurer's office? It's been shown before that that would save the state at least $1 million a year.
You know what? Here's the thing. Our offices, our roles are totally separate and distinct, all right? If you were to combine them, you would have to, one, hire a professional controller to be in there. You just got lucky because you have me, because I am a CPA, CMA, CFM. And you'd have to pay a lot more than the $97,000 a year that I'm making. And when you really get down to it and look at what the cost savings are, they aren't there. It's just smoke and mirrors, because we wouldn't decrease any of the staff for what we have to do.
And that's where we have to leave it. Always a pleasure to have you on the program. We'll continue to follow the story. Thank you.
Thank
we'll
you.
Be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
You've got to visit Nothing Bundt Cakes. They literally sell Nothing Bundt Cakes. 10 flavors every month, including chocolate, chocolate chip, and lemon. And they come in 8-inch and 10-inch sizes, as well as the Bundtlets, which are a great gift at under $5, and they're huge. The cakes can be personalized for birthdays or holidays, and they make a unique centerpiece and a great treat for a staff lunch or office meeting. And check out their non-traditional wedding cakes. Nothing Bundt Cakes in the Smithridge Shopping Center next to Trader Joe's.
At Evergreen Carpet Care, we live with your carpets. We don't grab somebody off the street and give them a machine and a map to your house. We send our certified carpet care specialists who've been with us for years to provide state-of-the-art equipment and service. No wonder so many of our customers have been with us for years. We stand behind our work. And while we don't actually live in your home...
Ray, I spilled gravy all over the place.
I'm on it.
To most of our customers, it seems that way. For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's forever Evergreen.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program George Harris. He is the publisher of Liberty Watch magazine. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Sam, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
You think the governor should call a special session, and you think he should call it in December?
I think the governor should call a special session as soon as possible. I would prefer the 19th of December. Look, if you're suffering from a gunshot wound, you don't wait 3 months to go to the hospital to get it fixed. And we're bleeding. We've got some major problems that have to be resolved. I think the governor should call a special session around the 19th and end it around the 4th of January. These legislators are the one that brought all these problems on. Let them suffer through the holidays like Nevada taxpayers have suffered for the last year.
What should the parameters be for the special session?
Parameters should be number one, okay? We moved, as I said in your previous show, a bunch of people from the public payroll, from the private payroll to the public payroll. Immediately, the very first thing they should do is eliminate the payroll tax. Okay? It's a stupid tax. It doesn't do anything. You eliminate that payroll tax, immediately companies will start hiring those people back. That's one of the major reasons a lot of those people were laid off. Contrary to what anybody in government believes, I'm in the private sector and I know. These people are so used to signing the back of a check, okay, for themselves. They've never had to flip that check over and sign the front of it. See, I sign the front of checks all the time because I have to meet payrolls. They've never had to do that. So this is something that we have to get our arms around and fix.
All right, but if you take away money from state government, let me play devil's advocate here, what more are you going to lose in services to the public?
Sam, what service? There's no money coming in, so they can't... First of all, this is not a taxation problem. This is a spending problem, okay? It's like these folks got up in the stupid tree and jumped off the stupid tree and hit every branch on the way down, okay? They increased government so large. Government was increased almost 50%. Okay, and it's got to stop. They've got to make tough decisions. Let me tell you something. Every major corporation in this state right now has probably put 30 to 35% of all their employees on part-time. Let me tell you how that's going to affect the economy. Okay? These people, instead of, because you know what? Contrary to what everybody's thinking, we people, we small business guys, we don't want to lay anybody off. So we're doing everything we can to keep people employed. The only thing we can do, because one of the largest costs of running a business is labor, is we have to put people that were full-time onto part-time. Okay, but that's not fixing the problem. Now we need to go back to government and we need to say, look, you guys had a great run, but you're going to live within your means. And you're going to cut some of these ridiculous programs, you know?
Now, for example?
Oh, the Consumer Affairs Division. Are you kidding me? What does a Consumer Affairs Division do? Please, Sam, explain to me. What does it do?
Okay, but aren't you looking at very small amounts to fix very large
problems?
Look,
Sam, guess what? Million here, million there, 200,000 here, 400,000 there. By the end of the week, you know, you're talking $500 million.
We have to look, too, at what is government. Government is personnel. 67% of our state budget is people. And yet, of 17,000 state employees, 9 have been laid off. We're at 13% unemployment in Nevada.
And listen, I don't want to lay anybody off. I want to go back and make balanced decisions. I want to be businessmen or women for a while. What I want to do is go across the board. Look, guys, times are tough for everybody out there. You guys haven't had one ounce of pain, okay? Across the board, every salary in the state is cut 10%. And by the way, we challenge every city and county to cut their salaries 10%, okay? That's the first thing. That way you don't have to lay people off. Okay, that will save hundreds of millions of dollars. And you're going to have to do this for 24 months. You're going to have to tell people, and look, the average Nevada citizen salary, I think, is between $35,000 and $44,000. The average government employee salary is like $61,000. It's insane. We have created an elite class of government employees over taxpayers. I'm now worried about seniors, Sam. I'm worried about all these retirees we have in this state, okay? And you can't say, oh, well, we need to look at education because then you're bad, you know, oh, you hate children. I don't hate children. I love kids.
All right, okay? but what beyond the payroll tax are you looking at?
Excuse me?
What beyond the payroll tax are you looking at for the special session?
Oh, Sam, for the special session, you immediately have to go in and you have to reduce everybody's salary 10% across the board for 24 months. That will give you a big fix. Then everybody's just going to have to bite the bullet and look at the programs. And the governor needs to make sure that all these things are compartmentalized so the legislature can't wiggle their way around and start these crazy things. Because if you let these guys go back in, they'll raise more taxes. They don't. The people in the legislature don't care about the taxpayers. They're not sitting there saying, hey, how can we reduce government? They're going to go in and say, look, guys, we're not making enough money to feed all our special little programs that make no sense, like the College Savings Plan Board, the Carson Waters District, the Salute to Sarah Winnemucca Board, the Culture Affairs Board, the Board of Geographic Names, the Humanities Committee, well, the Fund of Institutions.
Sam, play a devil's advocate. Quite a few of these are volunteer positions. They're not paid positions.
Sam, they all have staff.
Sam, they all have staff, and it costs a lot of money to run
this
stuff.
Well, we've had people on the program that say that is not the case.
No, it's not. Sure, of course, Sam. It's free.
Let me ask you something here. Do you think that the governor should include, as he has suggested, changing the rules about teacher accountability to be able to get government money? Because it's kind of an interesting situation for the governor to find himself in after years of railing against having, you know, the government putting in money. Now he wants to get a share of the bailout money.
Okay, wait, hold on. The bailout money's taxpayer money, okay? That's taxpayers' money. Why shouldn't I would be disappointed if the governor didn't say, look, if this money's set aside for Nevada, we should be trying to get it. Okay? But we have a stupid law here that says you cannot use test scores to evaluate a teacher. Of course not. You know, I can't use a job performance of one of my waiters, you know, because if I did that and he was a horrible waiter, I couldn't fire him because I'm not allowed to use the way he acts. Is this insanity?
Well, the teachers union has said at this point, they have made statements that they are willing to work on the language.
Of course they are. Why? Because every taxpayer and their brother's looking at him going, hey, you know what? We didn't know about this scam little thing you guys got put in. Look, Sam, here's something that no one wants to talk about, and here's something that's got to be discussed. Classroom size reduction is a humongous failure, and it costs hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of million dollars a year. Someone's just got to wake up and say, hey kids, it didn't work. Let's try another approach. Because the only thing was the teachers' union wanted to put two or three people in a classroom so they could get larger and have more power and control the state's budget. Guess what? The best thing, it's the worst thing that's ever happened to us, and the best thing is this economic crash. Because taxpayers are now awake and they're looking at everything and they're going, are you kidding me?
Well, and I must point out that Lynn Morney will be on this program next week, and she can
Let her refute everything I've said. I look forward to her telling every taxpayer, oh, you people have to make sure that we have 100,000. Look at some of the people at UNLV and UNR.
We got less than 10 seconds.
Making over 100,000 bucks a year, while taxpayers are struggling to pay their mortgage payments, so these people can get paid 100 grand a year. Come on, Sam, give me a break.
One must point out that is a lot of whack, and we are out of time. That's where we got to leave it. Thank you so much for being here, Randy.
I know. I feel like I contributed so much.
We'll be right back.
Well, thanks for having me.
Newsmakers right after this.
A one person.
If you have back pain, arthritis, fibromyalgia, tendonitis, any kind of joint and muscle pain or stiffness at all, you finally have a safe, effective relief. Dr. Frank's homeopathic joint and muscle pain relief.
I had a lot of fear that I would be crippled at a very young age. It was a miracle that I found something safe and that had such dramatic pain relief.
Dr. Frank's is all natural. Just spray here and stop all your pain everywhere. For the first time ever, these 10 homeopathic ingredients have been combined in a revolutionary oral spray that stops inflammation, pain, and stiffness.
I pretty much quit tennis just because of the pounding. Since using this spray, my pain and tenderness and swelling and soreness and stiffness has gone.
If you have any kind of joint and muscle pain or stiffness, Dr. Frank's Joint and Muscle Pain Relief is the safe, all-natural relief you've been searching for.
I have no pain in my knees, no sciatica, and I'm pain-free.
I'm Dr. Ken Frank. I'm a medical doctor. There is a safe way to stop your pain, and I guarantee that your daily aches and pains, whether mild or severe, will stop or significantly decrease with this formula.
Start living your life pain-free. Try safe, effective Dr. Frank's risk-free. Call now and get a 200-spray trial bottle for only $19.95.
It was as though someone has given me an electric shock that went up the arm, and I could not do that. Now, I can't get that pain no matter how far I turn my arm. And now I'm playing tennis again.
Call now and spray away your pain in days. Call now for your risk-free trial bottle of Dr. Frank's Joint and Muscle Pain Relief. Ask how to double the supply for free. And also ask how to get for free Dr. Frank's 100-page book about natural and safe pain relief without drugs.
Call now. 1-800-572-9269. 1-800-572-9269. That's 1-800-572-9269.
Dr. Frank's Pain Relief really works.
Coming up next week, we'll be talking to former Congresswoman Barbara Vukanovich, Dr. Robin Titus, a candidate for the U.S. Senate, and Guy Chafin from Nevada State Bank.
And you can always watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching.